Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for a segment that we do generally once to twice a year because it does get kind of cringy.
Okay.
But we like to call it, What Did You Get in Your Eye?
Yeah, yo, come on, yeah, yeah. Is it falling? Is it glue? Is it part of a Costco shoe?
What's that?
A staple, a crumb of toast. The legs of a bug.
You.
That's just gross. Dry shampoo, dry your lint. Yeah. Can you believe an after dinner mint? Blink, blink, panic, vision, goodbye. Look, JKJ, at what's in my eye?
That was fun.
Phone lines are wide open if you want to call in and tell us what you got in your eye. Keep it PG.
Oh,
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What did you get in your eye? One of my favorite stories is when I took a Taco Bell hot sauce, the little packet of it, and I twisted it, and I twisted it, and I twisted it. And it kept getting, you know, firmer and firmer and firmer and boom, Diablo sauce right in my eye.
Oh, and that is like a sting and a burn and like so many regrets.
You ain't never had a feeling like that, Katie.
Oh, I'm sure.
You've never felt anything like it.
I came kind of close once. Mine is actually a studio story. I was trying to eat sushi in the radio studio once, and I was trying to open the soy sauce packet. And the same kind of thing. You think burn is bad, try salty. Like, salty gets you going, too.
Yeah,
like,
it burns.
But I learned my lesson. Sushi is not a studio food. So,
damn funny. Can you guys beat that soy sauce and Diablo fire sauce in your eye? 303-691-1649. Phone lines are blowing up right now. Let's get to Jesse and Monica first. Here's Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're doing really good. It's time for our annual What Did You Get in Your Eye? So what did you get in your eye?
So this is years back, but my toddler at the time and I were playing with a balloon. And she popped it with her little fingernails, and it ended up scratching my cornea. It was one of them. I've had a lot of painful injuries, and that was one of the top. I had to walk around with sunglasses for like about 4 days. I couldn't even handle like lights in the house. I had to sit in the dark. It was rough.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Did you go to the doctor for that, Jesse? Because I know the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because like... And did they have to do the laser thing on your eye, or was it not that severe?
I guess it wasn't that severe. I remember I had drops. That I had to put in, but I couldn't drive. I could not even open that eye.
You look like a celebrity, like full time,
right?
With the shades on. Please, no pictures.
Wearing my sunglasses inside, you know.
Eye stuff is so painful, though, because you don't realize, like, every time you open or close them, it aggravates it, right? Like,
yeah, I remember sitting in my room in the dark and our TV was on and I couldn't even handle the light from the TV.
It's stinging. Listen to this one that just came in from Cindy. Cindy says, get this, guys. A receipt flew out of my grocery bag in the parking lot of the grocery store and zipped me right across the eye and gave me a paper cut. She's like, what a fluke that was.
Oh,
so you're leaving the grocery store, walking out, the receipt flips up with the wind and cuts you right across the eye.
Owie.
Oh. I told you this stuff's cringy.
Awful.
Jesse, thank you for holding for so long and being a part of the show. Have a great day.
Happy Friday.
You as
Thanks.
Well. Bye.
Bye, Jesse.
Phone lines are ringing. If you want to chime in, what did you get in your eye? 303-691-1649. Here is Monica. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Hi.
Katie and Jeremy.
Hi.
Hi. What's your story? What'd you get in your eye?
Okay, I'm an optometrist, so this happened years ago. A patient came in saying, my eye really hurts. And then I look and he said he had been chainsawing cactuses without safety goggles. So there was a cactus spine or needle in his eyelash that matched his eyelash colors.
Oh.
So he couldn't really see. see where it was to take it out, and I took it out, and he was still in pain because it still stings after you take out the spine.
Oh yeah.
This is why I gave up chainsawing cactuses many years ago.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. Monica, that, I bet, my goggles.
I bet you've got stories for days of people getting stuff in their eye.
That's the one that stands out for me.
One that stands out for me was, I believe it was my dad when I was younger. He was doing something out in the garage with, like, lacquer cleaner. And he put the can down, and as he set the can down, the force of it made the liquid splash in the can and shoot right back up into his eye. Paint thinner, you guys. The other one, I believe, I think he got super glue in his eye at one point doing something, too.
That's okay, because sometimes when someone has an opening, you can put super glue in there to close up the cornea.
Oh, okay, so super glue isn't going to 100% hurt you.
But don't DIY it.
But don't try, don't get in there.
Go see Monica. Don't be shooting super glue into your eye.
Don't put Gorilla Glue or anything in your eye.
Monica, thank you for the cringy call. Yeah. This is what we're asking for. Have a great weekend.
You too, thank you.
All right, bye.
Wow.
Is it Dana? Dana.
Hello?
Gina?
Oh, it's Gina. Well, that was way off.
Hi, Gina.
It's all right. We got Jordan filling in for us today. So, hi, Gina.
Hi.
What did you get in your eye?
So, I used to have a horse, and I had to give it medication one time because it was sick, and the syringe is like the size of your hand, and I was trying to get the syringe in his mouth to give him the liquid medication, and he just was not having it and knocked the syringe and it somehow squeezed all the medication in my eye. I thought I was going to go blind because I didn't really even know like what I was giving him.
Yeah.
And so I ran over to the sink and was just flushing my eyes out. But fortunately, nothing happened that was like life-ending or anything like that.
No, but now you're just really eating carrots out of people's pockets.
Right?
You love eating hay now.
Like it to did be transform brushed. Me a
yeah,
little,
you're
yeah.
into this weird thing where you like a saddle on your back.
Yeah, right? Like to jump over things.
Hey, you want to do that saddle thing tonight?
But thankfully it didn't do anything
yeah,
worse.
Seriously.
Like, oh, gosh.
That's a scary situation. My
Man.
Goodness.
It did not, no.
Good. You still have the horse?
No. Aww. He was very old.
Very old. What was the horse's name?
Yeah. Kiowa.
Kiowa the horse. Beautiful.
Yes.
Gina,
yes.
Thank you for the great call and having fun.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You
bye.
Too.
Bye.
We have two open phone lines right now. If you guys want to sound off about what you got in your eye.
Yeah.
We do this a couple times a year. What'd you get in your eye? 303-691-1649. Damien.
Hey.
Hey, yourself.
How are you guys?
Well, we're really good,
super
buddy.
Dupes.
We're super dupes.
Yay.
What'd you get in your eye?
You guys, I lived in front of this really hideous bush that was an eyesore, literally, and it had these vines on it, and my car was getting fixed at my house, so I went out to help the guy, and I walked by it, and one little leaf scratched my eye, and I had an abrasion, and it was the worst pain in the world, you guys, like. I went to VisionWorks, and they actually give you a contact that will separate your eye from your eyelid, you know, so you can close it and open it. And that saved my life, guys, because it was the worst pain in the world.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how something just that little and silly scratching your eye can be the worst thing?
People were saying that they thought they were going blind, and so did I, because you can't open your eye at all. Mm. And I was just sitting in my room crying for hours after it happened.
Buddy. I wouldn't have told anybody what happened, though. I would have said I got in a fight.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. And like, even days later, like when you try to rub your eye, you can hurt that abrasion still. So you can't even touch your eye.
You've got to be sensitive. And you don't realize how much you want to touch your eyes and your face.
No, you
can't.
Damien, great
Anyways,
call.
I love your guys' show. I just wanted to give you guys a shout out. Hi.
Hey. Thanks for listening, Damien.
You're a rock star. Keep your shades on.
Have a good
on.
Weekend.
You
See
too.
You later.
Bye.
Bye.
What
fun. A nice guy. I want to hang out with him. Let's go
too.
Get a beer. Ed. Hi, Eddie.
What's up?
Hey.
Just chilling, bro. What'd you get in your eye?
So I have two, actually. I have one really quick one. I have one that a lot of people have probably done, but, you know, we were eating hot sauce, but we were doing, like, the hot ones hot sauce, so, like, the bomb.
Yeah.
And I made sure to clean my hands and stuff, but it still got under my fingernails, and I took my contact out.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that.
Yeah. Oh. How long did it burn? How long?
Probably like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a long 20 minutes.
It's like that Diablo sauce that got in my eye. You know what? I did that the other day too when we went out for pho, and they bring you the little plate of the jalapenos. And I grabbed them with my fingers and threw them in my soup, and I didn't think about it, and I rubbed my eye a little later, and it was like, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
Immediate regret.
We had one when I was in high school and college. I worked at a swimming pool, and every year in the end of the summer we would shut down for 2 weeks and like really clean the pool, drain the pools and everything, and me and a friend were just kind of messing around, and I had this like super high quality kind of grout cleaner that was also really heavily bleached. And I like aimed it at my friend's leg, and he tried to dodge, and he ended up slipping, and it went right into his eyeball.
Oh no, Ed!
And so I thought I was going to get fired. I thought he was going to be blind. Oh. And luckily, he like flushed it out for like 30 minutes, but it was just...
Still,
oh,
anything with bleach in it, that would be terrifying.
I'm sorry, it just doesn't cut it.
Yeah. You're buying that guy beers for the next month.
Yeah, definitely did.
Ed, thank you for the cringy calls. Yeah, this is what we want. You. Have a great weekend. Good guy. Oh, man, the lines are popping. It's insane when we do this, like how full the lines get, because everybody has an eye story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, everybody.
Is Zoe. Zoe or Zoe?
Hi.
Is it Zoe?
Yeah, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Zoe, what'd you get in your eye?
Well, I didn't get something. Well, I've gotten lots of dumb things in my eye, but this is actually a story about my niece and nephew.
Okay.
And so they were playing. They were little. They were playing. And my niece was on top of the bed, and she had one of those, you know, like when you plug something in and you've got that big, it's the big heavy box that you plug into the wall? You know, like you know, like when you like plug something in, but it's not just the little plug, it's the box?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like the power supply almost.
Yeah, the power supply box. So she was playing on top of the bed, and he was laying under the bed, kind of looking up at her, and she dropped that, and the prongs went into his eye.
Oh, Lord, no.
And he had so many surgeries and all kinds of issues after that, but it was very possibly the most horrendous thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, no.
I imagine. Yeah, and that's the thing about eye surgeries is it takes a lot of them to correct damage.
Poor kid.
So many.
Is everything fine now? Like,
his eyesight is so-so in that eye, and actually, if you looked in like a picture, you could see two little scars where the prongs went in on his eye.
That's electric.
That is insane, though. Like,
that's nutty.
To think the chances of it falling right there, like, man.
Bing, bingo.
Just perfectly into the eye.
Zoe, thank you for the story. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
What are we doing on time? Let's do like 3 more. We'll do Karen, Phyllis, and Nicole. No, we were just talking about this. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey.
Did you Well, we're good, but did you actually get bleach in your eye? Because we were just talking about this.
Yeah, I was doing laundry, and this is before Clorox came out with the splash-free stuff.
Yeah, the splashless bleach.
Splashless bleach. And so I was pouring it in the container, you know, where you pour the bleach in the washer. And I wasn't thinking of it, and I'm very careful about it because I was just taught to be very careful about it.
Yeah.
And the splashback splashed in my right eye. I couldn't see. My husband had just left for work. I had to call him to come take me to the emergency room. They had to wash out my eye for like an hour.
They had to pull your eye out, run it through the wash, and put it back in.
Very much.
pretty much.
Now, I got to ask you, was that eye whiter than the other eye? Was it much whiter and brighter?
No, I wish it was.
Right? You're like, what's wrong with your eye? You're like, oh, I totally bleached it.
Well, and Nicole, how long could you not see, though? Like, that must have been terrifying.
Probably, like, yeah, I mean, that felt like forever, but probably only maybe like an hour. But
that's forever.
And just like the other callers say, you know, you can't blink, you can't touch the eye.
Oh, man.
And when you don't even think about that kind of stuff.
Well, you probably got out of doing laundry for a week or two as well,
right?
You know?
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Now I only buy the splashless Clorox.
Smart lady. Nicole, thank you very much for sharing your story. That's a great one. All right, let's do two more. We got Karen and Phyllis, and both of these I see on the screen, and I'm a little cringy on both of them.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide if we're going to do Karen.
Okay.
Karen, keep holding. Phyllis.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, that sounds very official. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Phyllis, you're sweet. What did you get in your eye?
I have the strangest story. So part of my business, I do pet care in addition to taking care of from newborns to hospice care. And one of my pet care cases, I was taking care of a bearded dragon. It's a lizard.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And so you feed bearded dragons super beetle larva, which is like a big crunchy worm.
Okay.
And I picked the worm up with the chopsticks so I could put it into the cage for the bearded dragon.
Yeah.
And when I turned the super worm upside down, I got fluid in my eye.
No! You got super worm pee.
Right, but I didn't know at the time that's what it was. I'm like, is this a defense mechanism? So I'm flushing my eye. I called poison control. I called everybody. Finally, I ended up calling an exotic pet store, and they told me I literally had just scared the pee out of the worm.
Yeah, it was pee.
The trajectory. This was like when I flipped it up. It was just a perfect like a rainbow arc from this poor little super worm.
Yeah, he's like, not right today, lady.
Yeah, that was his like last line of defense.
Nobody's eating me today.
So, but luckily urine is sterile when it's fresh.
Oh. When it's fresh.
No damage. No damage done to the ear, but to the psyche.
Oh,
so funny. Fellas, this has been the most unique one. So thank you very much for calling in today.
Super worm pee. Super worm. It's good.
Phyllis, have a great weekend. Thank you very, very much. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put Karen on the line. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to decide about this one and how this happened. What'd you get in your eye?
I don't really know, honestly, still to this day, but I was working at the hospital, one of the night shifts. So this was back like after COVID. So we were all masked up and, you know, gowned up and everything and not really like thinking about my eyes or anything. We're just turning a patient like every 2 hours. So we have to tag team the visit, like going into the room together. Uh-huh. And one of the nurses I was working with shakes out a blanket and something like hit me in the corner of my eye. Come to find out after, like, my mom thinking I had pink eye or something, I was like, no, it's something different. I ended up having herpes of the eye.
You got herpes in your eye?
So bad. It was so bad, yes. And ever since, I've been wearing, like, the protective goggles like I'm sawing wood or something.
So you have no idea what hit you in the eye, though? You still don't know.
But
it was something covered in herpes.
I got a major eye infection. I was out for like a week and I couldn't see at all. It was like, it was so bad. It was worse than probably pink eye.
I don't want herpes in my eye ever.
And is it like diamonds in your eye too? Like, how does that work?
It's like sand in your eye, and it was like the worst feeling in the world. Yeah.
Karen, I thank you. I think for calling in.
You're welcome.
We're gonna leave it here, Karen. You have a good weekend. All right, go put some eye drops in.
Okay. My eyes are good now.
Okay, good. All right, that's good, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
I was wondering, like, how does that even work?
Our nurses mean so much to us. Nurses are heroes.
You go through so many things that we don't even think of.
But you know what? This is why we do this segment.
Yeah.
A couple times a year because we absolutely love it. The calls never disappoint. For what the heck did you get in your eye?
Yeah, yo, come on, yeah. Is it pollen? Is it glue? Is it part of a Costco shoe? The staple, a crumb of toast. The legs of a bug. You, that's just gross. Dry shampoo, dry your lint. Can you believe in after dinner mint? Blink, blink, panic, vision, goodbye. Look, JKJ, at what's in my eye?